WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 72 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. Your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. One person is dead and another is on the run. Bryan Police is investigating a single vehicle crash that occurred just before 2 a.m. near the intersection of Coulter Drive and East William Joel Bryan. According to the BPD news release, a pickup traveling north on Coulter left the roadway and struck a tree. The driver of the truck fled the scene before police arrived. A passenger was found dead at the scene. Officers are still on the scene and motorists are asked to avoid the area if possible. Those road closures are online at WTAW.com. The College Station School Board is holding a special meeting Friday at noon to revisit last month's votes on changing high school attendance boundaries and who will be grandfathered when the changes start in the 2019-2020 school year. The special meeting is the result of board member Michael Schaefer requesting to reconsider the April 19th vote to not grandfather eighth graders. Schaefer was one of two board members who voted to include eighth graders. CSISD board policy allows agenda items to be included by only one board member. According to a statement released by board president Jeff Harris, the decision was made to hold a special meeting this Friday instead of waiting until the next regularly scheduled meeting on May 15th. The agenda for Friday's special meeting does not include an opportunity for public comment. 6 years after BTU Electric customers started having their consumption measured by smart meters, the technology is coming to customers of College Station utilities. The City Council at its last meeting approved spending more than $9 million to switch 42,000 electric meters and spend $600,000 a year on operations and maintenance. There will be no electric rate increase since funding for the capital project began 3 years ago. Installation will begin in the summer of 2019. The council decided against spending $12 million to convert 27,000 water meters to the radio-controlled system. Interim Deputy City Manager Dave Coleman reminded the council that would require a third increase in water rates in a two-year period.
We would have to have a 10 to 12% additional rate increase to implement AMI. You know, we've already got 6% that's programmed to start in July. That's already been approved by y'all in the budget process. We have another 10% water rate increase that's scheduled to happen in 2020.
College Station's water department has resumed the process of replacing worn-out mechanical meters that have been under-reporting consumption with meters that can be adapted to the new technology. The city also had to replace at least 2,000 water meters with mechanical units due to manufacturing defects. A shortage of funding for mental health services was among the messages from remarks by two speakers after a proclamation was presented by Brazos County and the Twin Cities for May's Mental Health Awareness Month. Julie Overstreet, who is the outreach director for NAMI Brazos Valley, told commissioners the local shortage of mental health professionals is almost five times greater than the national average.
The average rate for health professionals to residents is one out of 370. In Texas, it's much worse. It's one out of 990. And in Brazos Valley, it's even worse, at one out of greater than 1,700.
NAMI has its largest fundraiser of the year later this month. More information about the May 24th luncheon is online at namibv.org. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 72 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
Take command of your lawn care needs with a Kubota Commander zero-turn mower and get commercial results for a residential price. Maneuver through landscapes with outstanding performance, comfort, and ease with 42, 48, or 54-inch mower decks. Now get special promotional pricing of $38.99 with zero down and 0% financing for up to 48 months. Now through June 30th, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Visit WC Tractor, Normandy Tractor, or go to Kubota.com.
One of the reasons you work is to keep a roof over your head. So what's the condition of that roof? I'm Luke Bratisich, and I'm his brother, Kurt. We own Lone Star Roof Systems, and we'll be happy to do a free evaluation of your roof. Then we'll offer options from shingles to metal to tile. You need the right type of roof installed by an experienced company. That's us. We stand behind our work, so you can stand under it. And just for the record, we're Aggie-owned and operated. And proud corporate sponsors of A&M Athletics. No jingles, just roofs. Click myaggieroofer.com.
Good morning, 710. Let's check the weather. It's brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts, Aggie-owned and operated. Malik, feel the difference.
Southeast winds will continue to bring moisture into the region from the Gulf of Mexico. That means lots of clouds and breezy conditions today, maybe a stray shower. It'll be pretty close to 85 today. We may also see a little bit of patchy fog this morning. Clouds breezy tonight, chance of a stray shower, 70 to 75. Clouds breezy, stray shower possible tomorrow, we're at 85. The outlook for Friday, cloudy with afternoon showers and thunderstorms, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, fighting Texas Aggie baseball, a big-time win over Prairie View A&M last night, 18-1. Was the final score, but it was the pitching that Coach Rob Childress was most impressed with. We'll hear from Coach coming up. Also, fifth-ranked Texas A&M men's tennis is set to host the first two rounds of the NCAA tournament. So we'll cover that as far as the Aggie sports go. And then, of course, plenty of baseball going on last night, the Astros and the Rangers. All that and more coming up in sports.
There you go, 7-11, WJB and Coulter pretty much going to be closed eastbound for a while, huh? Do we
Correct.
Know how long that's going to be?
I do not know. Let's see. Actually, we just got all roadways have been reopened at time. There
all
we
right.
go. Yep. So just about 2 minutes ago, we got an email from Bryan Police. So the roadways have been reopened at this time. Obviously, if you have any information about the accident, please contact Bryan Police.
Hey, bring out the hankies for Spider 16. Did you hear about this?
Spiders? Oh, yes. We talked about it on Monday.
Oh,
yeah, R.I.P. Spider 16.
Right.
We did.
This thing was 43 years old?
I know.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
We were trying to figure out just how they can calculate that. I guess it was in captivity.
Yeah.
But how did a wasp get in there?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
You wouldn't protect the oldest spider? I mean, come on.
Yeah, and it was the oldest by, like, a lot. The previous oldest record was, like, 28 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoever 16's handlers were need to answer some questions.
I agree. We need to have a government investigation in Australia over that.
Yeah.
All right, so Facebook's made a bunch of changes, huh? They announced that yesterday. Did you hear this? Y'all, right?
Facebook?
Right?
Facebook?
Probably
yeah.
not.
Okay. I'm the only one on the book.
All right. First of all, they're going to have a clear history. This will allow users to view all the data that third-party websites collect through Facebook, like buttons and other tools, and the Zuckster. Mark Zuckerberg says that users will be able to delete that history and choose that Facebook stop collecting it. They may have their fingers crossed behind their back, but they say that they will.
Hmm.
I'm sure.
Okay.
The service, and then dating. The service will allow users to build dating profiles separate from their primary profiles. That's where you put the long walks and the beach part. Anyway, they'll only use first names. Users will find people through events that they are interested in, and once a user expresses interest, they can see other users who are open to dating that are interested in that same event.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? To minimize the creepiness, dating conversations will be text only.
Okay.
Only users who have declared themselves as single will be able to use the feature. And, of course, nobody will lie. You don't have to worry about that.
No.
Because it's Facebook.
And some people just choose not to put their status up there.
Okay.
You know?
Well, that'll be interesting.
But Tinder and Bumble already use Facebook.
Oh, do they?
For those apps, yeah.
Okay.
You can upload photos.
Your pictures and stuff.
Right.
From
but
Facebook.
It's already connected to Facebook. The app is running on Facebook.
Well, so this said this would be text only. So that would mean that you wouldn't.
Well,
be
that's
able
what
to...
that's what Bumble and I mean you message people.
Okay,
that's how everything works. So, right. But I mean Facebook, I guess, is just cutting out the middleman, or they're no longer the middleman. They're just taking things in their own hands.
Got that 7:14. Oh, by the way, it's kind of chit chat Wednesday. The congressman won't be with us today. He'll be with us tomorrow. But Mayor Nelson will be here, and also Gary Blair will be here later on today too.
GB.
That's it. Catholic high school in Michigan. is clarifying its controversial plan to make female students wear modesty ponchos
on top of their
prom dresses.
What?
Yep, saying the pink cover-ups won't be passed out at the big dance after all. Officials at Divine Child High School in Dearborn, Michigan, said in a statement released yesterday that students shouldn't take their previous pledge to dole out the extra clothing at the prom to heart, despite a note attached to a poncho in the school's lobby starting last week that literally promised to make sure that you would be dressed appropriately.
Oh, wow.
The statement had read, quote, "Our intention with displaying the poncho was to never make students feel uncomfortable, but to remind all students and parents of our formal prom dress policy, which has not changed for several years."
Okay, I thought they were going to make every girl wear one no matter
Poncho.
So they were going to be evaluated by the teachers before prom.
Exactly.
Which I'm pretty sure happens, right? Well, not before prom, but at the door. Don't the chaperones say, "Oh, that's not allowed."
And the reason they posted this ahead of time, they say, to be proactive.
Right, okay.
So that students could be reminded that there is a dress code.
Oh, they have some with, like, little fish on there.
Whales.
Yeah, modesty poncho, available in short and long styles.
How does that work? Your modesty poncho is too short. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Yeah. Well, because like longer. One, the pink one just kind of covers the shoulders, it looks like. So obviously they have some kind of like bare shoulder policy. Right. But the longer one, maybe it's, you know, if a girl is showing her midriff.
Well, excuse me. What if a girl walks in who's 5'3" and then a girl behind her is 5'11"?
Okay.
I mean, what's going to happen? Do we
girl
have problems?
Props.
I know.
Different size ponchos.
I guess. Will they do that?
Just follow the dress code. The dress code.
If your dress does not meet our formal dance dress requirements, no problem. We've got you covered. Literally. This is our modesty poncho, which you'll be given at the door. Smiley face.
That's
the note.
Do you get to keep the poncho?
At least they're warning girls.
Oh, I don't know. That's another question, too.
And that's the
probably save them for next year's prom.
Oh, because, I mean, wouldn't it be fun for the after party? Because there's always an after party.
Oh, of course. Especially with those Catholic kids.
Sure, to wear your poncho. Chelsea's Catholic. She can say that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's okay. It's okay.
To wear your poncho to the after party. Man,
right. Yeah. I don't know if it's like a rental thing or if you have to give it back.
Hello?
I would rock the hell out of this thing.
Hello.
Yeah, why do they have to provide a poncho? Why don't they just tell them go home and change clothes?
No, it's prom night, sir. You can't do that. It would ruin their lives forever. Didn't you know that?
What if you're out there doing the Dougie and the modesty poncho slips off accidentally?
But I will say, I mean, if there is a dress code policy, especially at, you know, a private school.
And it's been in place for a while.
And it's been in place for a while. And you know that when you were going prom dress shopping.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't really complain about this poncho thing. Into what the caller just said, at least they're giving them an option to still come into the dance, even if they're not following dress code, instead of just saying, nope, can't come in. Senior prom ruined.
Or they could buy their prom dress way ahead of even getting into high school.
Oh, yeah, right, because I was planning on it. Speaking about prom, did you see the girl that wore a traditional Chinese gown to prom and got a ton of backlash on social media about it?
No, let me grab a call or two. Hey.
I think this is a perfect opportunity for the school to make some money. They come in, the dress is wrong. They make them go to the theater department and rent one of the dresses from the theater department.
Oh, there you go. That's an idea. Hey there.
How many of these ponchos are going to stay on once the kids walk in the door?
Right. Well, again, I'm not sure. Well, they have chaperones to watch that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead.
Okay, so this girl, she decided she is not Asian.
Do we know
she,
where this was?
I believe it was in California.
Okay. All
right. Oh,
of course. And so anyway, she picked out this dress for prom, and it is a traditional fitting Chinese dress.
Okay.
So think about kind of the high collar.
Sure.
And it's short sleeve. It's red. It's mm-hmm. really, really pretty. Well, she received a ton of backlash on Twitter, For instance, one man tweeted, "My culture is not your prom dress."
Whoa.
Yeah. And so it was just getting a ton of stuff. And she responded and just talked about how, you know, it wasn't meant to be disrespectful. She thinks it's a beautiful dress, right, and she would do it again. But just crazy the kind of comments that this girl got about her prom dress.
Just know, no matter what you say, you roll it out there on social media, people just liable to have something really bad to say about it. Hello.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
I think a girl, all she needs to do is just basically come out and say, "Look, in a previous life, I was Oriental."
There you go. That's it.
And it was Salt Lake City. She was in Utah.
Okay.
Right. So
I mean, but somebody, it's not cultural appropriation if somebody appreciates your culture and they like what you put out there.
Right.
It's like saying that I can't have Chinese food because
right.
I'm not Chinese.
Right.
I like Chinese
yeah.
food. I
yeah.
love it.
She wasn't wearing it to make fun of the culture.
No.
And it was very tasteful. If anything, it covered more than what we've been talking about
yeah.
with prom. But and I think her final tweet was, "To everyone who says I'm ignorant, I fully understand everyone's concerns and views on my dress. I mean no harm. I am in no way being discriminative or racist. I'm tired of all the backlash and hate when my only intent was to show my love." I think she finally just says, "It's a damn dress."
Yeah,
so,
really.
And it's beautiful.
I'm
so.
Over it.
And the
I'm
guy,
over it.
The yeah. guy who commented on it, somebody has taken his avatar, his profile picture on his Twitter,
uh-huh.
and they've broken it down because he's wearing an Adidas cap.
Okay,
Adidas made in Germany.
Yeah,
T-shirt invented by European miners. Boxer shorts invented by Jacob Gallome.
Oh man,
of Everlast, and
yeah.
so they. They started breaking that all down.
He also, people went, of course, this is the thing with Twitter. They will go through your tweets, and they will find something, and they
mm-hmm.
will post it.
That's
and
right.
he had a few racist tweets of his own
really?
That came out later. Yeah, so this guy was just a real, you know, piece of work. But and it wasn't just him. She got, obviously, there were a lot of negative comments, but there were also a lot of very positive ones, just interesting, you know, how all of that came about.
Rolling
so.
It out there.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, and speaking of appropriating, maybe taking something that's not from your culture, how about Swedish meatballs?
It turns out Sweden's King Charles XII got the recipe for those famous Swedish meatballs during a trip to Turkey. The shocking revelation announced on Sweden's official Twitter account. Oh, and now it may turn out that the coffee and stuffed cabbage that Sweden claims as its own may also have originated in Turkey. No word what the Swedish IKEA furniture store chain,
Ikea.
Known for serving up Swedish meatballs yeah. to hungry shoppers, will do. Gary Baumgarten. Fox News.
See, we got it.
Fox
gonna have,
News.
Yep.
That was aggressive.
It was.
Right there at the end. We
Fox
gotta,
News.
We got to start dropping all those things like that. Swedish meatballs and French fries
oh
and stuff because you don't know where they come from. All right.
Ugh.
So Taj Mahal, you ever seen it? Seen pictures?
Yeah.
Okay. Turning green.
Oh.
The country's Supreme Court has told the government to seek foreign help to fix the problem. Originally, palace was built from white marble, but it's kind of old. Over the centuries, it turned yellow and now brown and green. The color change is thanks to insect poop.
Oh, gross.
Yes, exactly. So the bugs are attracted by the river that runs alongside the palace. The bugs eat the stuff that's in the river, and then they poop on the palace walls.
Mm.
A temporary fix is a mud bath in which workers coat the walls and then remove the paste, which soaks up the dirt and grease and poop. It's kind of like a giant face mask for the palace. So the Taj Mahal changing colors because of insect poop.
Or you can start putting white stuff in the river.
Yeah, well, you can. Of course.
Just that's, saying.
That's right. Then
that's
the,
a good way to fix it.
Be white, right? Save it. 723.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We are happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more information, information, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org.
Hi, I'm Mark Hamlin. I want to thank you for the past 23 years as serving as your district clerk of Brazos County. Today, I want to endorse Margaret Meese to succeed me. Margaret Meese will develop a partnership with the experienced staff that we currently have. Margaret's legal and technical background will allow her to properly administer the many duties of the district clerk, including jury services, e-filing for all courts, and managing $3.5 million in fiduciary funds. Her diplomatic nature will continue the progress for Brazos County. It has been very rewarding to me personally to know the quality of people and the expertise that we have in Brazos County is second to none. Margaret Meese will continue this tradition.
Knowing me as an attorney, Justice of the Peace, Brazos County Department Head, fellow Republican and friend, current District Clerk Mark Hamlin sought me, Margaret Meese, out and encouraged me to run, saying that I will be well able to continue the work that he started in this office. I would appreciate your vote.
Political ad paid for by Margaret Meese.
Check some weather. It's 7:25, and the weather is brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Called Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Southeast winds will continue to bring moisture into the region for the Gulf of Mexico. That means lots of clouds and breezy conditions today, maybe a stray shower. It'll be pretty close to 85 today. We may also see a little bit of patchy fog this morning. Clouds breezy tonight, chance of a stray shower, 70 to 75. Clouds breezy, a stray shower possible tomorrow, we're at 85. The outlook for Friday, cloudy with afternoon showers and thunderstorms, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Trust a real estate agent that cares about your family. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
A couple of years ago, a group of courageous undercover journalists went on a mission. They secretly videoed what went on at several Planned Parenthood locations, and what they found was horrible and gruesome. It involved the harvesting and sale of aborted babies' body parts. Now, in January, the Trump Justice Department announced that they would investigate. And shortly after that, Planned Parenthood CEO Cecile Richards made an announcement of her own that she was going to resign. Well, this past Monday, Ms. Richards officially stepped down to big fanfare. Her daughter praised her for putting her heart and soul into the organization. Planned Parenthood thanked her for making the world a more just and equitable place. They said her legacy will not be forgotten. And I couldn't agree more with that. On Cecile Richards' watch, Planned Parenthood grew to become one of the biggest abortion mills in history. After 12 years, she leaves behind a record of 3.5 million abortions, as well as the harvesting and sale of baby body parts that's now under investigation. It's going to be hard for anybody to top that. But sadly, Planned Parenthood will find somebody somewhere who wants to try.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Say, folks, if you own land, I'm sure you would love to have the time to work it, develop it, spend time with it. If so, go see my good friends at Mahindra. Because for a limited time, you can get one of Mahindra's best-selling tractors, the 2555 Shuttle with Loader, and get up to $9,000 off MSRP. With 55 horsepower, it's great for all of you hobby farmers. Plus, the 2555 includes an industry-leading 7-year limited powertrain warranty. Mahindra also offers a full lineup of tractors from 20 horsepower all the way up to 125 horsepower. For offer details or to learn more about the world's number one selling tractor, visit MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and great financing on a new Mahindra, the world's number one selling tractor. To find your local dealer and test drive a Mahindra, please visit MahindraUSA.com.
Mortgage interest rates are still at all-time lows. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether you're looking to buy a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 140 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance advisors have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30, and it is 72 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The intersection of Coulter Drive and William Joel Bryan was closed for about 5 hours this morning after a single vehicle crash left one person dead. According to the Bryan Police news release, the driver of the pickup truck that left the roadway and struck a tree fled the scene before officers arrived. A passenger was found dead at the scene. The crash occurred just before 2 a.m. Anyone with information is asked to contact BPD. 42,000 electric meters owned by College Station Utilities will be switched to remote-controlled smart meters. The more than $9 million conversion and $600,000 annual cost of operations was approved at the last city council meeting. Because funding for the capital project began in 2015, there will be no electric rate increase. However, the council did not pull the trigger on converting 27,000 water meters because the only way to pay for the $12 million expense was increasing water rates for the third time over a two-year period. Interim Deputy City Manager Dave Coleman reminded the council the replacement of 5,000 water meters that were under-reporting consumption was delayed by a year and a half due to manufacturing defects. But Councilman James Benham was surprised to hear Coleman say 2,000 of the under-reporting water meters were replaced with mechanical meters that cannot be converted to the new technology.
We still wanted to go back and replace the meters that are under-reporting so we can get the revenue up where it should be.
Because we're giving away water, yes.
Exactly.
So we proceeded with a replacement project during that year and a half, and now we're going to have to rip all of those out because the ones that we put in the last year and a half have to be completely ripped out.
Yes.
Yes.
The conversion of College Station Utilities electric meters is expected to start in the summer of 2019 and take 3 years to complete. Smart meters are also coming to most electric customers who live outside of Brazos County. That's part of a two-year and nearly $2 billion plan of work by Entergy Texas. What Entergy calls advanced metering will come to approximately 450,000 customers in 27 counties in its Texas service area. The operator of the state's electric grid, ERCOT, is expecting record-breaking peak demand this summer, and that could have an effect on your electricity bill.
With the possibility of a hotter-than-average summer, ERCOT anticipates this summer's peak to break the record set in August of 2016 by about 1,600 megawatts. Manager of Resource Adequacy Pete Warnken says there aren't as many coal units as in years past to handle excess capacity in extreme conditions.
We had coal units that retired, so there was a lot of generation capacity that left the system.
And Warnken says he expects the market to respond to possible scarcity conditions.
If they expect higher prices due to those scarcity conditions, again, it's an economic and financial decision, then they'll bring their resources on.
Andrew Greenstein, TSN News.
One of the coal-fired plants that shut down was Gibbons Creek in Grimes County, but the city of Bryan and other members of the plant ownership group reported last fall Gibbons Creek would be available to produce power this summer. College Station Utilities and BTU were honored this week by the American Public Power Association. CSU reported both received the top designation for providing reliable and safe electric service. It's the fifth time College Station Utilities has received the Diamond ranking, one of only two public power companies in Texas to achieve 98% of the program's criteria. It only takes one College Station school board member to place an item on an upcoming meeting agenda. Michael Schaefer, who was one of two board members voting to grandfather eighth graders when new high school boundaries take effect the year after next, has asked to revisit that issue. Instead of waiting until the board's next regularly scheduled meeting in 2 weeks, grandfathering and the new boundaries will be brought up during a special meeting this Friday at noon. In a statement released by the CSISD Central Office, Board President Jeff Harris called the special meeting as soon as possible so students and their families can make the best possible decisions moving forward. The agenda for Friday's special meeting does not include an opportunity for public comment. May is National Mental Health Awareness Month. One of two recipients of a recent proclamation issued by the Brazos County and the Twin Cities was the clinical director of the Texas A&M Telehealth Clinic, Dr. Carly McCord.
I'm busting my tail on sustainability and building continuing education courses for licensed professionals and trying to get the university to pick up my salary and all sorts of things to really make this a service. I want to be in all seven counties. I want to serve the Brazos Valley, and I want to do it for a long time, and I want to do it really well.
Telehealth clinics are available in Brazos, Leon, Madison, Grimes, and Washington counties. Also on hand to receive the proclamation was the outreach director of NAMI Brazos Valley, Julie Overstreet. She reported in the Brazos Valley there is one mental health professional for every 1,700 residents.
We are one of the few NAMI affiliates to offer something called a class called Mental Health First Aid. Now, this class is an 8-hour class designed for professionals such as yourself. Because we're not expecting any rush of mental health professionals anytime soon, this one class is designed to bring up the acumen of us all so that just like a first aid class, we all know what to do if we spot mental health issues so that we can take care of one another as a community.
The agency's largest fundraiser of the year is a luncheon on May 24th. Details are online at namibv.org. Texas and six other states are suing to end once and for all the DACA program. The lawsuit that was filed yesterday joins a host of litigation related to the program that is not expected to be resolved until the U.S. Supreme Court weighs in. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 72 degrees. You can call or you can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia, candidate for Brazos County District Clerk. I would like to thank all of my supporters in the Republican primary on March 6th. It is a great honor to be a part of the political process here in Brazos County. And now, I'm asking for your continued support in the Republican primary runoff on May 22nd. Vote for me, Gabriel Garcia, for Brazos County District Clerk. Thank you, and God bless.
Paid for by Gabriel Garcia campaign, Pat Sedcheck, Treasurer.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life. The milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
For over six decades, Callaway Jones has served local families. The new Callaway Jones Funeral and Cremation Center is now open. Our modern, comfortable, and spacious facility provides innovative and memorable ways to honor loved ones you've lost. Visit CallawayJones.com.
Thinking of changing your lighting fixtures or adding landscape lighting to your front yard? Have a plug that doesn't work or an outlet that you want to move to a more convenient location? Maybe have an older home that needs a complete rewiring. Gilmore Electric Express is your go-to home electrician. Gilmore guarantees on-time service and upfront pricing on every job. For home electrical service, don't settle for less. Call Gilmore Electric Express. 979-77-LIGHT. That's 979-77-L-I-G-H-T. Or go to GilmoreElectricExpress.com.
Hey, good morning. It is 7:39. Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing for over 40 years. Locally owned United Roofing has been repairing leaks, replacing roofs damaged by high winds and hail. Let the pros at United take care of you. 846-ROOF or visit UnitedRoofingPros.com. Here's some numbers.
Bermuda high in the Atlantic will help continue pulling moisture out of the Gulf of Mexico and pushing it across the region, keeping us under clouds today. Maybe a little bit of patchy fog this morning. There may be a stray shower. It's going to be breezy, around 85 today. Clouds breezy tonight with a chance for a shower, 70 to 75. Mostly cloudy, breezy tomorrow. There's still that chance of a shower, 85. Afternoon showers, thunderstorms Friday, highs 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie baseball, a big 18-1 win over Prairie View A&M last night. Coach Rob Childress said he was more impressed with the Aggs pitching, though.
Took them out of the game early offensively. Chandler Morris with the big grand slam, and we didn't look back offensively. But the thing I was most proud of was what we did on the mound.
We'll hear a little bit more from Coach coming up. Also touching on some Major League Baseball, both the Astros and the Rangers in action last night. And the Houston Rockets will be back on the court this evening against the Utah Jazz. All that more coming up in sports.
Hey, it's World Play Your Ukulele Day, so take it to work today.
Well, maybe not. I saw Steve Earle Friday night. He opened up for Eric Church, and he plays the ukulele.
Where was that?
Cynthia Woods Pavilion.
Really?
Yeah, down in the Woodlands.
Like some Steve Earle.
Yeah,
he's sure.
Good.
Okay, so yeah. So bring that to the office and have a little sing-along.
That would be fun.
Yeah, just do it like after lunch today.
I bet Brad can play the ukulele.
Probably
can.
Pretty musically gifted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So World Play Your Ukulele Day. That's today. So we're talking earlier about the young lady who wore a traditional Chinese outfit to her prom.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And people got angry about that. Well, there's some everyday terms that we use here in U.S. America that ain't from around here. For instance, no can do. Today, it just is kind of a folksy way of saying you can't do something. But in the 1800s, it was a way of making fun of Chinese people who didn't speak English. No can do.
Hmm.
Just remember, the next time you use that, you're being insensitive.
And feel bad about yourself.
Long time no see. Basically, like the last one, this was imitating how Native Americans spoke English. Long time no see. Okay. Gypped. You're gypped. That's like, you know, being cheated out of something.
Right.
That was offensive because basically they were talking about gypsies and how they were dishonest thieves if you're gypped out of something. And paddy wagon. The name Paddy was short for Patrick. And it also was used as a derogatory term for Irish people in connection with police vehicles and having to get so many people of Irish descent to jail. That was the paddy wagon.
Huh.
You think Irish people get mad about St. Patrick's Day?
I don't think so.
Do you think they're angry that other people are drinking?
Oh, well, no, they're because they're celebrating St. Patrick, because he drove the snakes out.
Oh,
someplace.
Is that why they do it? Oh, I thought it was just a reason to party.
No. Now, Cinco de Mayo, which, by the way, is coming up on Saturday.
Woo!
Yeah.
That's completely different.
Oh, Lord,
that's
Chelsea.
So that the Corona people can make more money.
Right.
Yeah. So
Do they even celebrate Cinco de Mayo that much in Mexico? I've heard they don't.
Well, they might now, because then, you know, it's a reason because the people up there to the north, you know, those wicked people of the north who let us come up there and work and stuff, you know, that they're celebrating.
Yeah, so we will too.
Yeah. So posting a daily selfie might be good for your mental health.
Okay.
It is if people comment nice things.
According to a new study out of England, taking a photo every day and posting it on social media improves your well-being until it doesn't.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you get likes and, you know, you're so pretty.
They found when you stop what you're doing to take a photo and then share it with the world, it keeps you motivated, you sharp, and you engaged with your friends. So, also makes you feel less lonely.
I'm not going to do that.
Less lonely because you're taking a picture by yourself.
Unless your mom's the only one who likes it.
Yeah.
Thanks,
well,
Mom.
And again, we like the one yesterday? Yeah, okay. So anyhow, we have a story about different age groups and how lonely they are, but I'm not going to depress you on your way to work all the time.
Yeah, man.
So we'll do that later. We will tell you, however, that apparently a study shows that men are more than twice as likely to die during thunderstorms as women.
Really?
I'm not surprised over that at all.
Let's go check out the lightning strikes.
Yeah, usually because they're, how many
storm
chasers?
This would be a good time to put my dish up on the roof. Yeah.
Well, or they're at a sporting event somewhere or they're driving.
Yeah.
Okay. National Weather Service review found that men account for as many as 80% of lightning fatalities every year. That study went beyond lightning, though. It looked at deaths from thunderstorm conditions like high winds or flash floods or lightning and then tornadoes. Found that 70% were male in those sorts of conditions. Two-thirds of the deaths occurred outside the house. Yeah, mostly from flash flooding and lightning strikes. After floods and lightning were the leading cause of thunderstorm deaths, and deaths from lightning strikes were more likely to occur during sports events or while people were working outside. Of course, if you're in your house, you're not going to get struck by lightning.
And right. Some dogs think it's just the noise. They think that that's somehow going to get them.
That's right, under the bed, right. All right, so who's your favorite female TV star on primetime TV? Number 10 is Kaylee Cuoco.
Yeah, I can't believe she's number 10.
Yeah, in The Big Bang Theory.
Mm-hmm. Figure she'd be higher.
Tied at number 8 would be Paget Brewster from Criminal Minds and Linda Hunt, that little short lady from NCIS Los Angeles.
Okay.
Then there's Millie Bobby Brown from Stranger Things and A.J. Cook from Criminal Minds. Okay. They're in at number 6. Number 5 is Viola Davis.
Mm.
Yeah.
How to Get Away with Murder.
Yeah.
Number 4 is Marissa Hargate.
Oh, yeah.
She's
Olivia.
In it, yeah, 34 is her Q score from Law & Order SVUs.
Mm-hmm.
Amelia Clark from Soap Opera with Swords.
Okay.
And at number 2, number 3. Number 2 Khaleesi. Is Taraji P. Henson from Empire.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And number 1 is Paula Peretti.
Oh, last night was her last episode,
no,
I think.
Next week.
Okay. I thought I saw on social media.
Yep, nope.
Abby.
Nope. That's it.
She is a great character.
She really is. So well, there you go.
Kara Sedgwick's no longer in The Closer, but I imagine back in the day that was pretty popular.
Show's not on anymore, yeah. So yeah. That's probably right. So Apple announced yesterday, contrary to expectations, its iPhone sales didn't fall off. It's buying back $100 billion in stock. The average price for an iPhone is now $728, up from last year when it was $650. So they're doing fine. Thanks.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
to let you know.
Don't worry about those Apple folks.
Right. More proof that Austin gets all the cool stuff. The Austin City Limits Festival at Zilker Park this year going to headline with Paul McCartney.
Yeah, I saw that.
Man, October 5th through the 7th is when that happens. And then the following weekend, October 12th through the 14th. So if you want to go do that.
But man, if you need to, you know, a reminder that you know nothing about music, just start reading the bands that are going to be there because you'll recognize like the first three.
That's it. Okay, because they said Metallica is going to be there. And
yeah.
Then Childish Gambino.
Yeah.
What does that
Donald,
mean?
Donald
yeah.
Glover.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, he's an actor.
You knew
Atlanta?
You knew that. Okay. Oh, well, okay. Yeah.
And he was on Community.
Okay. And so, and then there's, I guess Zach does know. I guess we're just, we're old.
I mean,
Chelsea,
all the headliners, for the most part, I recognized. But as soon as you start getting into the little print,
I got you.
Start
okay.
really losing it.
So I was listening to Come Together this morning on a station, and as I was driving in,
talking about the Beatles song,
yeah,
okay,
and because you mentioned Paul McCartney,
yeah,
I don't get it. I don't get it.
Oh,
the Beatles, I just don't get it. Yeah, I understand that they were big time and they were groundbreaking for their time, but now years later, and I guess I'm just showing my age and just. Ignorance of good. I mean, I like the Stones. Yeah. I would rather listen to the Stones than the Beatles.
Well, you have to understand the Stones are still active and the Beatles aren't, which means that their music continued to progress.
Right.
Hard for the Beatles to do that when two of them are dead now, and the other two don't really get along.
Way to
Thanks,
bring it
Yoko.
Up, Zach.
Yeah.
Way to bring it up.
Well, all right. I'll put you onto a TV documentary that will help you understand what they did. But the thing is, what they are in 2018.
Lots of LSD, apparently, right?
Nah. Well, yeah, I think there was probably some of that involved. All right, 748.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family, and I want to thank Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology for bringing the Focus on the Family minute to you each morning.
If you're living with psoriasis, you can live clear. X-Track Light Treatment is available locally, exclusively at Childs Dermatology. This treatment is clinically proven to slow and reverse the growth of psoriatic cells with virtually no side effects. Patients achieve 95% clearance and prolonged remission. X-Track Light Treatment is covered by most major insurance plans. So call Childs Dermatology to schedule your X-Track Light Treatments and start to live clear. Call 979-696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
There's something about mankind that makes us want a clear path. It must be wired into our DNA. Unless we're on a hike, we want a clear, smooth road from point A to point B. For centuries, kings and queens have relied on servants to clear their way. Someone always rode ahead of nobility to remove debris and other dangerous obstacles from their path. The modern equivalent is the Queen's Guard, or maybe the President, who has Secret Service. Even we commoners rely on driving apps that alert us to accidents, construction detours, and heavy traffic ahead. Avoiding obstacles is almost second nature to us. Entire industries have been built around ways to help us get past whatever's in our way. But that same instinct doesn't seem so obvious to us when it comes to our personal lives. The happiest people don't sit back and hope nothing bad happens. They clear the debris from their path. If something is interfering with their marriage, their children, or their career, they discover what's behind that and address it. They do that through good counsel and wise decisions, spiritually, emotionally, professionally, and relationally. They take ownership of their choices, good or bad. They clear the path of whatever might tempt them to make bad choices. So treat yourself like nobility in your career, your marriage, and your family. Protect them, dream ahead, and clear the debris from your path. If you're looking for answers to some of life's big questions, visit us online at FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Okay, from the start.
The acerola cherry.
Alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apples, asparagus, banana.
Beets, bell pepper, broccoli.
Blueberries, blackberries, cranberry.
I make my Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Mangosteen.
Pineapple, sweet potato.
Papaya. Parsley, peach.
You can see all 55 on TexasSuperfood.com.
Raspberry, spinach, all of the nutrients that we need on a daily basis.
You know, it's been barely a week, and already my skin is better.
I lost 60 pounds. I mean, that's huge.
Since I've been on superfood, I haven't been sick.
I'm Dennis Black here in Dallas, Texas. Wouldn't you rather be healthy, energetic, and fit?
It's borderline shocking how much energy I have.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
Or call 877-55-TEXAS. That's 877-55-TEXAS. 877-55-TEXAS. Texas or
TexasSuperfood.com.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. Good morning at 7:52. We'll make it 9 straight wins at home for Fighting Texas Aggie baseball. The 18th-ranked guys bowled over Prairie View A&M last night 18-1, wrapping out 16 base hits. And despite the offensive onslaught, Coach Rob Childers says it was the Aggies' pitching that impressed him.
We got a lot of guys on the mound tonight. They all attacked the strike zone and looked prepared and pitched at a very high level. We took them out of the game early offensively. Chandler Morris with the big grand slam, and we didn't look back offensively. But the thing I was most proud of was what we did on the mound. And we didn't create innings for them. We made them earn everything that they got. And, all 8 guys that threw tonight were pitched at a very high level.
Freshman Asa Lacey picked up the win on the mound, tossing 2 scoreless innings in the start. Now with the victory, the guys improved to 33-12 overall and 24-4 at Bluebell. They'll put that home record to the test this weekend when they welcome top-ranked Florida to town for an SEC series. 5th-ranked Texas A&M men's tennis is heading to the NCAA tournament for the 25th straight year. The Aggies will host the first and second rounds of the George P. Mitchell Tennis Center May 11th through the 12th. And the Maroon and White take on Lamar in the NCAA opening round, while number 27 Baylor and Arizona State compete in the other first-round contest. Gary Sanchez hit a 3-run homer off Ken Giles in the 9th inning, and the New York Yankees bested the Houston Astros last night 4-0. Now, after handily closing the door Monday night, Giles just couldn't get it done last night. Here's skipper A.J. Hinch.
You know, I don't think he executed the pitches quite as well, and obviously they put really good swings on a lot of pitches. You know, this game was sort of waiting for somebody to make a big swing in a critical spot, and it felt like they got all the good ones. So, but Kenny was a little more erratic with his pitches than he was last night. Obviously, last night was the best we've seen him.
The loss spoiled a great outing by Justin Verlander, who tied a career high with 14 strikeouts, while allowing just 3 hits and 8 innings of work. Game 3 between the Astros and Yanks is set for tonight at 7:10 at Minute Maid. Up in Cleveland, an extra inning slugfest between the Rangers and Indians.
An inning in which he gave up 3 earned runs, and here's a drive. Well hit ball deep out into right center field. Zimmer going back. He can't do anything about it. It's out of here. Kiner Falefa, the batter, working on a 3-for-5 night. He drives one deep into left. Brantley goes back. It's over his head. This one's into the seats.
Joey Gallo and Isaiah Kiner-Falefa homered on consecutive pitches in the 12th inning, and the Texas Rangers bested the Cleveland Indians 8-6. Cleveland had rallied from a 6-0 deficit, descended into extras, with Michael Brantley tying the game at 6-all, the grand slam of the ninth. The series wraps up today at noon with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. In some off-the-field news, Cleveland's Trevor Bauer ignited a Twitter battle yesterday when he insinuated that the Houston Astros pitchers are using sticky substances to increase their spin rates. It started when Bauer responded to a tweet that read, "Are Astros doctoring baseball or throwing spitballs?" And so we'll see whenever the Astros and the Tribe go at it. They've got 2 series set for this regular season. And the Houston Rockets and Utah Jazz are back at it tonight for Game 2 of their second-round series. Houston got the better of Utah on Sunday's Game 1, 110-96, but Trevor Ariza expects a different Jazz team in Game 2.
I think they're going to be play with a lot more energy. There's more time in between games for them. They got time to go back and study film, study on how we played them or what they did well. And you just have to continue to play with high intensity for us and play hard for as close to 48 minutes as we can.
Tip-off between the Rockets and Jazz is at 7 o'clock in Houston. And that's been your sports update. I'm Zach Taylor, and your deal of the day today, a 2015 Dodge Dart for only $95.49, almost a brand spanking new car. And these Dodge Darts, boy, do they get great gas mileage. 28 in the city, up to 41 on the highway. You'll almost make your money back and money saved on gas on this bad boy. Again, it's a 2015 Dodge Dart, only $95.49 from Team Ford of Navasota, where you always get a nice price.
Kubota's L2501 DT packs powerful performance into one easy-to-operate compact tractor. Designed for all-day operator comfort and easy use of implements, the L2501 DT makes mowing, digging, hauling, and lifting quick and simple. Now get payments as low as $129 a month with 0% APR financing for 84 months. Now through June 30th, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G Tractor, or go to Kubota.com.
Here's Brad Beard of Intercon.
Replacement windows, like other major purchase items, will at some time in the future need service, whether warranty or not. If you purchase your replacement windows from Intercon, you'll just phone our local number and we'll take care of your issue in a prompt and professional way. Every one of Intercon's personnel who answer the phone will know how to involve the right people to find a solution. With Intercon, you won't spend hours manipulating through an automated phone tree. If you consider purchasing your replacement windows from another window source, a good exercise would be to call the service department of the other company. You might come away thinking it'd be better to put your trust in a local company with a solid and well-established reputation. Ask your friends and colleagues about the customer experience they had with Intercon. We are proud of our track record and our commitment to long-term customer service. Trust Intercon, a family-owned local business with all of your window needs.
Whether you have new construction or an existing home, let the fine folks from Intercon help your home energy efficiency year-round. Call Brad Beard of Intercon today at 823-3639. That's 823-3639.
Think your child ever gets enough sports? Wrong. Registration for Central Sports Flag Football and Volleyball has begun for the fall season at Central Baptist Church. Central Sports Flag Football is specially designed for 4-year-olds through the 6th grade, and girls volleyball is 1st through 6th grade. Register your child today for some great fun and start building their confidence and good character. Coach and referee volunteers are also needed. Come join the Central Sports team. For more information and registration for Central Sports Flag Football and Girls Volleyball, visit centralbcs.org/sports or call 776-9977.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, so next Tuesday, May the 8th.
Okay.
Got a deal. Buy one, get one at Chipotle for teachers.
Oh, there you go.
Teacher Appreciation Day is a buy one, get one on burritos and bowls and tacos and salad
so
and all that kind of stuff.
So it's next Tuesday.
Well, yeah, I guess that must be it. Yep.
Because I was going to say, I don't think we talked about that yesterday.
Okay, so 3 o'clock until closing time.
Okay.
Or, you know, pretty much when school gets out.
Yep,
so there you are.
Cool.
Has to be a participating restaurant.
Oh,
see, and I don't know how that works. I know. Don't know how that works. The U.S. government wants our help.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Needs you. Uncle Sam needs you.
Going to end up costing us money. Specifically, 1 million people to share their DNA and 10 years of health habits, all in the name of science.
Okay.
Okay. Washington Post said this weekend, the National Institute of Health will open nationwide enrollment for the experiment called All of Us Research Program. The All of Us Research Program goal, build a large database that compares genetics, lifestyle, and the environments of people from all walks of life.
Do I get paid?
No.
No.
Congress did. Congress gave them $1.4 billion, so they're going to do that.
Okay.
You'll be able to sign up online and participate through health centers as well. So if you want to do that, it's called the All of Us Research Program. Kicks off this weekend. All right. Going to be kind of dreary today and muggy. High temperature 87, 72 now. Brian Broadcasting Station.